They can fucking hear those fireworks, huh?
They sure can. All right, guys, welcome to the Johncast.
Hell, we're under fire.
Please send reinforcements.
Oh shit!
I've been hit.
Great. This is just find where the bullet shot you.
I poked my finger into it.
Oh my god, yeah.
Alright guys, welcome to the Johncast. I'm your host.
Seems like the fireworks finally calmed down. Oh, what's up guys? I'm Chris.
Nah, he's Quandel Dingle.
Quandel Dingle here. Back with another Johncast. I wonder if you can get copyright for saying that.
I know, right? Don't worry, we're so much more famous than Quando Dingo.
I don't think Quando even knows how to fucking sue
copyright
somebody.
Yeah. Someone tried to imitate me on
I sued him for every
exactly. You're a broken homeless.
Oh my god.
Sometimes I like to piss on their beds.
The fuck he gets our house?
No, I'm talking about when we're outside in a fucking cardboard box.
Hold up, we're getting an incoming call?
That was my alarm.
Cringe, fuck you got an alarm for?
God, beat my shit at this time.
Yeah.
You know, 4th of July celebration.
Got scheduled beatings. You had a bus right when the big firework goes off.
Shoo! Oh.
The ones that fucking set off those car alarms.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for those.
You know what's funny is I was walking one time during the 4th of July, and I saw one of them, those motherfuckers lighting it, but it was a windy 4th of July, so they lit the firecracker, but that shit flew to the side, and nobody was brave enough to pick it up, so it fucking shot out and hit the side of someone's car. And I hear, boom!
Oh shit. Did the windows shatter?
The windows didn't shatter, but the fucking the car door was warped. I was like, damn, son.
Oh, I should have used, should have put some wind protection around it. Yeah, some walls. Set it off in your own home, kids. This is what we're telling you to do.
I would have been hot if that was my car. Like, damn, bro. It looked like nobody's car was there, too. Like no one who was setting the fireworks owned that car. Fucking assholes.
They come outside after the 4th of July and you're like, hey, who the fuck blew up my car? And then all you hear is that person coming after those people.
Oh shit. It was Amin's car.
Yeah.
Who the fuck blew up my car?
I bet our fucking audience is like, why are you guys screaming so much?
Come here, motherfucker. It's just because we finished watching a Dashy video.
Yeah, he usually shouts that much, but it was the game he was playing that sounded like that.
You got
Thursday the 12th.
Not to be in correlations with Friday the 13th.
Of course. Or Saturday the 14th.
Yeah, watch out before Mason Voorhees gets you.
Mason Jarhees.
Mason Jarhees?
You know, Mason Jar?
That motherfucker got on Jordans.
He's got on Jordans? So.
It's like, don't kill me in the butt, is Mason. But you got any wacky 4th of July stories?
I was about to ask you how you've been, John. We haven't seen each other in like 2 days. I feel like we should let our listeners in onto the, you know, what we've been doing since we were gone for like past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I went to fucking Lancaster, so my hometown.
Lancaster.
Yeah. Little fun fact, I was actually born out there.
You're not born out everywhere.
How about you? Bruh, those fireworks are about to fuck up our recording.
Imagine they just come in through the window, fucking shit. Blow up in front of us. It's one we of look those, like Gus.
It's one of those fucking car alarms, the starting ones.
Yeah, it just flies straight through the window.
Boom!
We adjust our suit and tie, and then we turn around and half our face is gone.
And then that's when we go to see the Despicable Me, Rise of Gru.
Yeah.
Have you seen that shit? It's like they ask for Despicable Me, Rise of Gru tickets and they're super
Yeah,
dive.
They're super buff.
Huh?
You know those memes where it's like, you're gonna go watch a kid's movie? Like, and then no. It's like the Chad meme, fucking, hi, I'd like two tickets to fucking Minions, Rise of Gru.
So fucking stupid. You know, at the anime convention, there's people in suit and tie.
You know, we didn't mention going to AX. You ruined it.
I ruined it.
Got him? Yeah, we went to Anime Expo.
Yeah, so if you were there, you probably saw us. We were in John Cast cosplay.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't explain who exactly I was, or else people are probably going to figure out who I am. Because there were only two of us there.
Well, now they know.
Well, they don't know who it could be.
Only two? Come on, guy.
They just gotta factor out all the mainstream games and anime.
So it's not Naruto. It's not Demon Slayer. It's not, One Piece.
And they're like, oh, it's Classroom of the Elite.
Classroom of the Elite.
You remember seeing that banner up?
It's obviously Spy X Family.
Of course. I wasn't the only one with the wife and kid.
There's so many fucking Spy X Family here, too.
Yeah, fucking rich. I hope you're listening to this. Not cool, man.
I smell it in your lungs.
Yeah. And then all yours, brat.
That's funny, Dad.
Yeah, you just going through your whole
whole family roster. That's metal in your lungs. But yeah, we went to the Anime Expo. It was prices fucking sucked.
Yeah. It's crazy how they make you pay for a ticket and then make you pay for the food there too.
I know, right?
Like, I mean, it don't have to be completely free, but it shouldn't be $30 to get a decent fucking meal.
My money don't jiggle jiggle. It falls.
My money don't jiggle jiggle. It's gone.
Yeah. Pretty much. Fucking $14 for a personal slice of a personal size pizza that looks like dog shit.
It looks like dog shit.
Literally, it didn't even look like it was in an oven. It was all white.
Well, it looks like we're not gonna get sponsored by them.
Oh, sorry, Anime Expo. You should have made some better food.
It was cool. It's just the food was kind of bad.
Yeah, food sucked. At least the street vendors outside got me. You know, the hot dog. Yeah, hot dog people got me.
How did that hot dog handle you?
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't, like, super warm or anything, but it was pretty good.
Did it give you food poisoning?
No. What the fuck?
Alright, that's good.
I could sue them if they did.
Your food gave me the shits. Hot dog, hot dog?
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, I'll take another one.
Spend the next 5 hours on a shitter. But, just before this, after Anime Expo, I was doing some drawing, trying to advance my art techniques for an upcoming project.
Can't announce it yet.
Nope.
Don't want to get
probably
you guys too
in like
hyped.
5 fucking years.
It's probably 5 fucking years. What's your
being
what's your real estate? You know?
Yeah, exactly. In other news, Ice Queendom. Has anyone seen the Ruby Ice Queendom anime? Fucking sucks.
Has anyone seen Base Ruby?
Hold on, can you hear those crickets? Well, I think they got blown up.
Oh, shit!
Fucking, you hear their chirping the next second, fireworks, they're gone.
Fucking, no more Bugs Life?
Oh, shit, Bugs...
Death?
Bugs Death? A Bugs Death? It's just them getting blown up by fireworks. It looks like, fucking Warsaw.
Man, imagine having PTSD during fireworks, bro.
Actually, my ex really doesn't like fireworks. Because
she's not a fucking war veteran, that's what I'm talking
about. No, she's audio sensitive. Come on, you gotta be sensitive to all those people that are... listening to our podcast, they're probably getting scared out of their minds every time we scream.
Yeah, if they're audio sensitive, they should not be listening to our fucking podcast.
This is not the podcast to listen to.
This or Dashy, that show will have your ears bleeding.
Yeah, mine are. Hand me the gauze.
Yeah. But no, I was talking about war veterans, you know? Like, imagine you wake up Grandpa and all he hears is...
Oh.
He's gonna think he's right back on the field.
He's gonna pull up his fucking M16. Start blasting out the enemies.
Start mowing down little Jimmy.
You're like, Dad, stop! What are you doing?
Have you seen that one skin where it's like war veterans when they see developers make... a realistic game about what happened to them, and they put fucking anime skins in it.
Fucking what, Fortnite?
I hope Fortnite doesn't make a World War II game.
Black Ops Fortnite? Black Ops Battle Royale?
What was World War II? That was with the Nazis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that shows a Battle Royale. Is like different teams you can choose.
I mean, pretty much.
Oh man, that Hitler's cracked!
It was pretty much that, yeah. You remember the Axis powers? The fucking,
you can choose to be the Russians?
Yeah, or the Germans, or the, what was it? Italians? I know which faction you were on.
Yeah, I'm choosing the fucking not enough.
Yeah! You hear a gunshot?
Oh my god.
I'm like, no Nazis in this house.
I can't wait for the attic map.
Better loop the killer?
And Frank's gonna loop the killer?
No, the fucking warden shows up?
Yeah.
You remember because she made they made noise up in the attic?
Oh my god, this is a shulker. Yeah.
Happy 4th of July, right?
Oh my god. Fucking warden running up the stairs. The warden was a Nazi the entire time.
Yeah, he's got the armband.
Oh, fuck, that's bad.
Well, like I was saying before we got onto the topic of Nazis.
Nazis and fucking battle royales.
I saw a display for Ruby Ice Queendom at Anime Expo. And character designs, pretty good.
Right?
Story? That was me fading away.
That was you turning Inside Out?
In that movie, Inside Out? I'm just like flesh on the ground.
That's what the movie is about. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, I didn't watch it.
Inside Out. How'd it go again? Well, I don't actually know the main character's name, but
was
the main
Riley?
Character. Oh, yeah, Riley. Riley, when her flesh is on the ground because she's been turned inside out. I don't know, I didn't watch the movie.
That's so stupid.
But please, please don't anime my Ruby. If you ever do decide to watch Ruby, please watch the original.
Ruby?
I don't care if the graphics are really bad compared to nowadays, but like back then it was awesome. State of the art, you know?
Man, fuck that. Go watch Lego Ninjago right now. It's on Netflix.
There were four warriors.
You mean long ago?
Yeah, long ago.
Man, that shit is one of the main reasons I got into Legos right there.
Yeah, I could see that.
My boy Cole. Damn, I'm just lighting up them crickets.
Zane was the robot, right?
Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers? It's been how many years? That's like if you haven't watched Star Wars and you say, oh, spoilers.
Hey, man, some people haven't seen Star Wars. Like some me. People kept calling me fucking Luke Skywalker. I was like, come on, man.
Okay, I guess I can see it.
Wow.
Because if little... you haven't seen Star Wars...
But Luke is wearing white. Anakin wears black.
I think
and
they
brown.
Just got him mixed up with Anakin because they had all I knew was the last name.
We should really decide on what we're gonna go as next.
11 years ago?
Damn, bro, how old was I? I was like 9.
Oh God, we're old.
Please, bless my me bones. My cane, Sonny.
I need some cartilage.
Take this damn IV drip out of me.
I don't know how to do nothing but piss my diaper, charge my phone,
yeah.
and eat medicine.
Fucking war veterans be like now. Happy 4th of July, right?
They'll know how to do nothing but have flashbacks.
Have flashbacks.
Seize up.
Fucking shoot a gun. And be racist.
Be racist.
And sexist. You know, my uncle was actually in a war.
Your Uncle John?
My uncle? Oops. I mean my grandpa. My Lola. Lolo.
What war is he in?
Bataan. I think it was like, well, obviously it was a Filipino war. But...
Against each yourselves?
No. Not a civil war. We're not that stupid.
Yeah, fucking dumbass Americans?
But,
Or was it British people?
No, it was, I think, I don't know if it was actually called the Battle of, let me search this
out. He's whipping out Google.
He's pulling his goo out.
Bataan. What? Why'd you look at me like that? I can't say the word.
You said Bataan, not.
Bataan.
No, it's Bataan.
Bataan. My bad. I only heard it once.
You heard me say it twice.
Come on, man.
Let me see. Battle of Philippines versus Japan.
Versus Japan? It's like epic rap battles.
Yeah.
Philippines, Japan!
Oh, it was called,
You gotta say it in the voice.
No, but Bataan was different. Also, I feel bad if I'm butchering this name because I'm not really that good at Filipino. Speaking Tagalog. I did only grow up there for like a year. Yeah, fucking the Philippines campaign. The Battle of the Philippines or the Fall of the Philippines. Man, Japan really clapped us up then, huh? Yeah. Fucking.
So Japan really clapped us up.
Yeah, they had the.
I wonder when people decide they lost a war, you know?
When they've lost everyone?
So everyone has to die?
No, when most of the people die. Otherwise, they're like, you know what? What's the point of fighting with one guy?
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I remember people used to call, other people cowards if they didn't go into war.
Oh, yeah? Even though like, they're not the ones doing it?
Yeah, I was like, man, fuck that.
And even if they are the ones doing it, good job getting back to your house in, like, after this war, because like, you're going to be dead.
Yeah, it's like, look, Michelle might be pissed I ain't joined the war, but she's going to be happy when your ass don't come back.
Oh, shit. Because I'm going to
be right there.
I'll be your man.
Did he go to war?
Will he shoot again? Don't be down when you get shot, baby. I'll be your man. Did you go to war? Did you get shot again? Don't be down when you're blown up, baby. I'll be your man. We're gonna get copyrighted. Oh man. Fucking he saw when he was in on the battlefield, he looked into a soldier's eyes and saw a glimpse of us.
That one soldier that got hit with napalm, he was lost in the red.
Lost in the red? Lost in the red. No one's on fire like I am.
By the way, we're not making fun of any survivors of the war.
Any veterans, that's kind of fucked up.
We're making jokes of,
Joji. Yeah. We're making Joji references. All right, if guys, you don't get it, you're not cool enough to hang. Fucking, sometimes I forget how that song goes. Glimpse of Us?
Oh, can't play it. Not even 1 second of it. Or else he takes all the money from this video.
A glimpse of us.
Did you look up the lyrics?
A glimpse of us. Hoping I'll find a glimpse of us.
So what do you plan to be on the next con we go to?
Something that doesn't have my...
Beep, 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 beep.
I can't really say it or else I'll reveal who I was.
Beep, 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 beep.
No, wait, actually, I could totally say that. Yeah, I'm gonna wear something that doesn't cover my entire fucking face.
So not this guy then, huh?
Nope. Or, well, I mean, I guess I can see normally in that mask, can I?
Well, you can put your glasses on.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, can.
You probably could, but it'd look
I weird. Could just put it through the
you
eye
You could
hole.
Be the fucking Riddler.
Oh my god. How does he wear his glasses, actually?
You can always be the Riddler without the, not the movie one, because he usually has glasses on.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was saying.
You're the fucking Riddler.
The Griddler?
The Griddler?
What? No! Honestly, his original design, I don't know if it's canon or not, but it looks way cooler than whatever he came up with. Fucking nerdy ass Riddler. You know, the green suit, cane hat.
That green onesie?
Yeah.
With the purple gloves?
I don't know comic lore, so I'm gonna have to agree with you.
You can always wear the suit one, might be a little too expensive. Just
yeah,
something.
Get one from Rich.
Get a couple of shit that's green and just put it on.
A couple of shit?
Yeah. And then
I just come on St. Patrick's Day.
And then get a question mark hat. Boom.
Wow, that's so good.
You already kinda got his face. You're the Asian Riddler?
Right on me ass, Batman.
You gotta say it in an Asian accent.
Flala, right on me that, Batman.
What the fuck?
Flala. Fucking Ewol. Red on me there, Batman.
Yeah. So you gotta speak to better. Wait a minute, man.
Little me days,
Batman. I don't know how to do the accent because I'm not really that fucking fresh off the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember I went when I was at the con the day that you didn't go. Yeah, but when I went to the con the day that you didn't go, which was today, this is one dude who, he was also Anakin, and he was talking about his lightsaber, and man, these shits go up in prices, my guy.
I'm sure they do.
I was like, man, fuck that, you pay damn near $200 for yours?
You pay $200 for a fucking custom molded lightsaber handle, a light source and a fucking
fucking PVC pipe.
Yeah, pretty much. You're paying for the effort. It's like when you go to BJ's and pay $22 for some jambalaya
and still didn't get any head.
Fucking jambalaya is way too expensive, or at least BJ's menu prices are.
It was those fucking drinks they ordered.
Yeah, fucking
those
$46
drinks.
We didn't even order drinks. I got a fucking water.
I got lemonade, which arguably is probably $6 too.
But normally you'd be paying for the atmosphere, right? When you go to a fancy restaurant, then why are you still paying $22 for delivery?
Where's my blowing?
Why is jambalaya $22? It was $26. End of rent. The BJ's rent.
Why, when I go to BJ's and there's no blowjobs on the menu?
It's a secret menu item. Yeah. You gotta ask them like, yourself.
It's like, alright, today we'll be ordering off the menu. You know, right, I was fucking
like, blowjob.
But alright, sir, come on us.
They take you back and shoot you in the head.
Oh shit! It's a harmful stereotype. Yeah. They gotta take it to the extreme to get rid of it.
They gotta make sure there's none left in the world.
But yeah, I remember I was twirling this fucking lightsaber around, and it accidentally hit me in the balls. That shit hurt so bad.
See, that's why you don't play with lightsabers.
I was like, man,
imagine
fuck.
That shit was real.
I wouldn't have no. Yeah. I told you before that shit was canon, that somebody was fucking around with a lightsaber.
And then cut out their own arm. That was funny. I saw a clip. I know I mentioned this to you before, but the listeners haven't heard it. But I remember I saw a clip on YouTube showing Obi-Wan. And then he fucking hit a stormtrooper in the chest with his lightsaber and it bounced off.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's goofy.
Tough. Goofy. It was a goofball.
That was just, that stormtrooper did his workouts that day, you know?
Yeah, his pectorals stopped it from going straight through his chest.
He was a Chad trooper. Stormtroopers get the worst shit done to them. Like, they got terrible suits. And you know what I recently figured out? It was a MatPat video. And he explained why the TIE fighters, which is the shit they fly in, is so horrible. Looking out one of those shits is, like, it's terrible.
Why? Because it's, like, there's only one fucking spot that they can look through?
There's only one glass pane that they look through. And then there's two fins on the side that block them from looking left and right. And then on top of that, they have to wear the mask inside the suit.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the ship. So it's like looking through goggles and then looking at a glass, like a glass pane.
That was literally me in my costume.
Basically. Now imagine flying through space in that bullshit.
Oh, hell no. I couldn't even see the ground.
And that versus what the other fools, the Resistance, use.
Yeah, they see fucking everything. Imagine having just a clear ball as a ship. You can see everywhere. Crystal gem.
Why wasn't there no freaking Steven Universe cosplays in that thing?
I don't know. People like to be mainstream.
Mainstream? Steven Universe is mainstream.
I mean more mainstream.
It's like the top three shows on Cartoon Network.
No, I mean mainstream animes.
It was called AnimeCon.
Yeah.
There was a lot of non-anime characters.
There were more people that didn't come in cosplay than there were people that did.
I know, that was weird.
It's like, why are you coming to Anime Expo if you don't got a cosplay?
You clearly had enough money to buy that ticket.
Yeah, exactly. And you clearly have enough money to buy all the merch in Artist Alley or Exhibit Hall.
By the way, I haven't told you guys, but Martin's realized it, and I named it something. It's called the cosplay effect. Every time I go in a cosplay, I see this one particular girl. I think Martin knows what I'm talking about. It happened twice now. First at the Pike, and now at fucking Anime Expo. She saw me as Sage Mode Naruto. And then she saw me as fucking Anakin Skywalker. You know what I'm talking about, Martin?
Kind of lost here.
Come on, man. Remember? At the Pike for your birthday, it was a girl I liked. Your friend. The one that you call a
friend. Oh, that's so funny.
I was about to say, like, fuck, man.
That's so funny. She shows up everywhere whenever he's in cosplay.
It's some fucking bullshit.
Like, he's trying to talk to this girl, and then fucking the only time she's ever seen him is in cosplay. So she never sees him dressed up in normal clothes.
I can't show her
she
my
always
swaggy
just
gear.
Thinks that he's in cosplay constantly.
Some fucking bullshit.
Fucking get away from me, John. Man's trying to rape me.
Oh my god, that's the only thing you can say.
On the 4th of July.
It's get away from me, John. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
But basically, I have this one friend that he, for some reason, she shows up everywhere that we are as soon as we decide to cosplay. And we just run into her at the randomest times, too. Like, we didn't expect to see her there.
It's the cosplay effect. Man, that shit sounded right outside my window. What the fuck?
Imagine she was at Riverside in Pasadena.
She probably was.
She was across the room, but we just didn't run into her.
Yeah, I don't think she likes me, though.
Yeah, I don't think so, either.
It's
sorry,
cool,
Dad.
But I mean, I think we could be friends, right?
Not if you're not a fictional character.
Not if I'm not a fictional character.
Or a girl.
We're making something that could help me with that.
Yeah.
Self-insert.
God damn it. Isaiah? Yeah. You see, MatPat's gonna see this fucking podcast episode in a long while after we've made it. And then he's gonna be like, you see, in this podcast episode, number, whatever podcast episode
whatever
this is.
Whatever number this shit is.
500. He mentions the name Isaiah. Doesn't that seem familiar? Could the podcast creators be the ones that made...
You know that fucking that image of him where he goes like this?
Oh, yeah? His cutout?
That. Yeah, he always uses that shit. I wonder why. Like, why is that the go-to?
But, I wonder if, what's their name again? Off the record? On the record?
What? Oh! Off the board?
Off the board, yeah. On the board. Yeah, if you guys hear about this, you better fix that fucking footage because I was a real Chad in that one, but you didn't decide to, you know, your cameraman fucked up or whatever.
God, that was a bullshit reason.
Honestly?
They're capping. You're capping! But yeah, free shout out, guys.
Yeah, on the record. On the board. Record. On the board. Off the board. Which one is it?
It's either on the board or off the board. It might be off the board. It's
off the board, you know, there are a couple, they do Instagram, TikTok, whatever the fuck. But they showed up to a couple of the conventions we went to. And somehow we ran into them as they were doing interviews and stuff. And then, you know, first time we met them, ran into us, interviewed me, asked me how it felt to be the CEO of Sex 2. I was like, yep, that's me.
Yeah, that's
every hole's a goal.
Yeah, he fucking fixes his tie and, you know, pulls up his blazer.
Yeah, and then I turn to the right and half my face is gone.
Also, I got this cool ass pull from Anime Expo. You guys can't see it, but fucking it's a cool sheesh. Ass samurai thing.
Yeah, I might put it into the video.
I ordered a body, those, you know, those thumbtacks, so I can stick it up.
Oh, yeah?
But until then, I'm gonna keep it safely rolled up like a scroll.
You ordered thumbtacks? You couldn't have gotten them from the market?
What do you mean?
Thumbtacks?
Yeah. What about it? Fucking simple.
Probably get those from the dollar store.
Does it look like I'm near a dollar store?
I mean, my bad, pimp. But
shut that shit up. Can they hear that shit?
I think they can, yeah.
Sorry.
This is you reliving your 4th of July, your experience during 4th of July. Even though you just experienced it, like, what, yesterday by the time this is coming out?
Wait, this is gonna be the next video?
Yeah.
Why don't we have more that we need to send out?
Yeah, but I'll just fucking, remember I can schedule them so it seems like we did it on time?
Yeah. Alright, shit.
Also, we got 14 views on our YouTube video. That's like a huge milestone.
Come back for the next video, guys.
Yeah. If you're not turned off by the fact that we haven't uploaded in a couple weeks.
Hopefully that shit doesn't get copyright.
Yeah, we gotta add music to this one. You know, if you, let's put American music in the background.
Yeah, it's just the national anthem. Yeah.
You can't copyright that, can you?
Watch, fucking, you can. The president copyrighted it.
Oh, fucking Biden.
He's like, you can't do that. That is my video.
He starts touching you.
Oh, shit.
Sniffing you. Oh, good little pussy.
Nasty.
I wonder, what has Joe Biden even done in office? I haven't heard anything
fucking
about him.
Fucking sleep?
Yeah, he's dead.
That's the shit, bro. We always get a president, and it seems like they don't do shit.
Yeah, and then fucking, we only hear about something when something huge happens.
Yeah, they make all these big promises, and shit happens.
Oh, President Obama made Obamacare.
Yeah, don't talk shit about it, no.
Yeah. President Trump started building the wall.
That shit ain't even get built, bro.
Fucking fence. I'm glad they didn't. You know, it doesn't make sense to make a wall. What is this? Attack on Titan?
Yeah, that's what
he's gonna put Titans into the fucking wall.
Oh shit!
This is gonna be the biggest trade deal in the history of trade deals.
I'm sorry, I lied. I was the founding Titan, and I founded the wall.
Now I'm going to unleash the rumbling upon all those Mexicans.
You know why we never fought Biden? Because it
would
have never been a fair fight.
God damn it.
Don't hold me back, Obama.
You know what they say. what's the name of the other island?
What?
The outside? Outside of Paradis?
I don't know. I forgot. Been too long. Good old Google. See how fast he does this shit.
Ah, Marley.
I thought that was the name of the wall.
No, what the hell? It was, it was Wall Maria, Wall Cena, Wall Rose. But Marley, fucking, you know what they say. You gotta grab Marley by the pussy. Yeah, this is definitely a 4th of July podcast episode. Talking about... We're talking about... presidents, war, anime.
We gotta fit anime in there somehow.
Otherwise, this wouldn't be a John Cass episode. There's always a reference to anime somewhere in there. There we go.
Man, that's probably the same car that I keep getting fucked.
Keeps getting fucking blown to bits.
By the way, have you been hearing stuff about Ezra Miller?
Ezra Miller. No.
Really? You haven't?
No.
Basically.
But I did see a meme about someone saying to telling Ezra Miller to stop doing crimes.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about what I posted on my story?
Yeah.
Stop doing crimes, motherfucker!
Did you see that I liked your story?
Yeah, it's because he's basically going around being a whole fucking menace, and now it's like...
Why doesn't anyone arrest him?
Well, now they can't find him.
Oh my god, he ran as fast as he could.
Yeah, he's fucking tweaking, bro.
He's on that speed.
That speed force got him fucked up. But yeah, I saw this meme, man. It was basically of the Spider-Man. It's like... Look, look here.
I don't want to fight you, Flash. God damn it.
Me, when I see Ezra Miller, I like how it's not even him. It's not even him, like, Flash. Being aggressive. It's, I don't want to fight you, Flash. You think Ezra got hands?
Most likely. He's got the Luigi combo. Remember?
You said he? Canceled.
Oh, fuck.
Got him?
It's like, Victor in, oh, my bad. I probably spoiled that for, I won't mention where it's from. But it's like Victor from that one show. If you say, their other name, then you're fucked.
You're canceled.
Yeah. America, right? Getting canceled for saying the wrong name? Not on purpose, at least.
Even by accident. Fucked.
Did you just say, Chrisandra instead of Chris? Yeah. Fucking canceled.
Well, by the way, Chris has some big ass titties.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I'm sorry. Did I show you that shit? Where it was like, when she switches her gender mid-nut, you're like, no! Wait, no.
Huh? I haven't seen that.
Yeah? I gotta find it, but that shit had me dying.
When she switches her Tinder mid-nut?
Her gender mid- why you fucking start nutting?
God damn it.
Stop freaking the wall, asshole! Man, Jim Carrey is fucking funny.
You know, I hope everyone is out there having a good time during 4th of July, you know, spending time with their loved ones, watching the fireworks, eating some dogs, hot dog?
Yeah, I was gonna say, wait, what?
If they're Asian, they might be.
Man, your dogs must be tripping right now, huh?
They are, yeah. That's why I'm hoping that my parents can, you know, take care of them. Because I know they're not the most emotionally, and they're not the greatest psychologists there are, man.
So, oh my god.
If the dog started tweaking, then they're going to be like, oh, it's okay, bud. And then leave.
You know what fucked up joke I just had right now?
Huh?
When you were saying that, when the dogs start tripping, they're gonna be like,
oh my god. Is that Chef Jimmy?
Yeah.
Start fucking cooking. No, I thought you were gonna start going fucking.
Oh my god. Yo. That fucked up. That's a Stoss joke.
No, I'd probably do it louder if it was a Stoss joke. I wonder if the Stoss listen to our podcast?
He probably does.
Hey, Stoss.
Have you killed your family yet?
Yeah.
You fucking psycho.
He messages us. Nope. It's like, yet. Wait, how did you hear that? We haven't even finished the podcast episode.
This is outside.
Yeah. He's like, I've come to ask you guys to help me.
Man, what are we, Itachi and, well, not Itachi, it's a TV Itachi.
His brother?
Sisu and, Susu. Tobi?
Sisu. And Tobu?
Tobu? Knock off Naruto? Nartard?
Sasuke?
Sasuke?
Sasuke? And,
Sakura?
Sakura?
By the way, that one Sakura that we met at that convention, man, she's really only into cosplay.
I know, right? Message us in the group chat. I'm like,
that's what you're like.
Yeah, low key, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah. Go hard. Watch for my son. First, he's getting two chicken heads and a
go-kart.
Watch for my son.
God damn it.
Thank you, mommy. It's my favorite.
You know, I'd just like to say what we saw on YouTube earlier. I hope that, people that were lost during the 4th of July shooting.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah, I hope their families are doing okay.
That was a sad turn. Yeah,
that's kind of fucked up. It's kind of disguised by the fact that fireworks sound like gunshots.
No. Oh my god. And people, in America, people have given any excuse to start shooting other people.
I know, right? Fucking, they trip over their untied shoe.
Let me shoot up the school, but I'm in fucking high school.
Fucking, you trip over someone's shoelace? Oh, I'm gonna shoot you!
They just pull out the Tech 9.
Yeah.
As soon as you trip
the pee-pee bison.
You sneeze and the motherfucker didn't say bless you.
Yeah. At this point, I feel like I'm on the verge of doing that. Because every time I sneeze, my family says fucking nothing. They either say
I bust out your fucking AK.
Yeah, I'm just gonna shoot them all. Stoss is like, yo, my guy, what the fuck? I know I was making jokes, but like, you didn't actually have to do it.
You gotta have a bigger ass, and then everybody will say bless you. I remember at college, I sneezed, nobody said shit.
I love how you said at college.
That one girl sneezed and everyone, blah, blah, blah. I was like, damn. I turned to Liam and I was like, what the fuck am I
Hey, what about me? I said bless you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I knew your ass was fat. Also, I know, Pride Month passed, but I don't think we did any fucking episodes for that. You know, like,
the fuck are we gonna do? Kiss the entire episode? Welcome, guys.
It's a John Caston. No, I'm talking about fucking, Just a quick side note, sidebar. Fucking, you know, hope y'all came out to your, if you did come out to your families, doing good. You know, you didn't get shot.
Oh my god.
Or if you're not, I hope you, you're supported by people, you know.
Yep.
Making the most of your life.
You even if people make it don't your really. Entire personality.
Oh, shit. Controversial opinion.
That clip will probably come to bite me in the ass.
Yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
You can't keep getting away with this, bitch. Let's go, Jose.
Yes, bitch. That bitch.
But that's kind of funny because I hope no one gets offended by this, but at Anime Expo, one of the main problems we realize is that if you see a girl, there are three problems.
Well, here we go.
One, either they're taken.
No, he said we.
Either they're taken by a guy, like they got a boyfriend. Two, they're taken, and that girl next to them is their girlfriend. Or three, they're not a girl.
They're not a girl.
You really can't tell nowadays. Doesn't mean that, you know, you can't be any less attracted to them just because they're not a girl. But, you know, call me old fashioned. Call me old fashioned, but I like my girls.
Available?
you took the words right out of my mouth.
You have to say something before you get canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we got 8 minutes before I get canceled.
But yeah, that shit is confusing. Like, that dude or girl next to him could be her brother, her sister, her lover.
Yeah, or fucking. Or their dad. Even though they're a small child.
Yeah. Like, hey, back up off my suit. Oh, off my daughter. It's like, bro, what the fuck? You're 5'2".
Yeah, I'm 52.
It's like, why the fuck are you in cosplay? Everyone can cosplay.
You know, right? I actually saw a little boy in a Mori cosplay. I was like, that's so cool. What?
Good thing you finished that sentence.
I saw a little boy.
Also, I was watching Demon Slayer.
Bruh.
He says Nezuko a lot in there.
Nezuko!
Don't you ever talk about Nezuko like that. She's the prettiest girl in our whole village.
Ew, you did Dove?
You know, I like
you listen to Dove?
I like how you can tell. Yeah, he sounds fucking whiny, but you know me, I don't like to read and watch anime. Stupid shit. If I wanted to read it, I might as well just go buy the manga.
No, I'm like, Walt.
My reaction after my friend says
he watches dumb. Because normally you'd hear his voice and be like, Nezuko! Instead of, Nezuko!
Oh, it's not like that.
She's the prettiest girl in the village! Yes, bitch! Slay, queen! If we're getting canceled for any episode, it'd probably be this one.
Yeah.
We talked about so many different people.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't really see the hype about Demon Slayer yet. I'm only 8 episodes deep. But, I mean, it's alright. It's on the better side of animes, so there's that. I don't think it'll end up on my arm, though. Yep. That's my take. Well, if I die, my name is Walter White. I live at Negro Loyal Lane, Albuquerque.
I'm just gonna include a bell dinging sound at that point.
Also, yeah, while I was in Lancaster, bruh, my shit got fucked up.
Yeah, because you're involved in some child porn.
Why is my shit getting fucked up then?
Getting clipped, sent to Twitch, YouTube.
Twitch? What the fuck is Twitch gonna do?
Alright, guys.
They're gonna
It's your host, Killer Keemstar. Let's get right into the news.
No, but my god sister kept fucking scratching me. Wait, you see that shit?
Nah, you just got some lint on your leg.
Lint? Alright, buddy. See those fucking scars? She almost got scratched my fucking tattoo. Oh, hell nah. That shit cost too much money.
You know, my sister, she actually has, like, a bite mark from when she was a little kid. I think from me?
Was that after
it
she
was, like,
threw
still
the
there.
At you?
It's still there to this day. Honestly, if it was after the toy train, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
I should have bit down hard. Fucking ripped off her hand.
Oh my god. Did you turn into the monkey, bro? That's the sound you make as soon as the train makes contact with your skull.
I like to imagine it's like a Mortal Kombat X-ray.
Yeah.
It fucking shatters my skull.
It's not even a long one.
Yeah,
it just does a fuck ton of damage. She's like, hey, Ethan, what? Finish him.
But you see, this is what happens when you live in America. All the kids are violent
with
toy train video games. They shoot people and set off fireworks. Got him.
Alright, Karen.
This is the 4th of July episode. If I haven't, take a drink every time I said the 4th of July episode.
It wouldn't be that much.
I said it like six times.
It'd be a decent amount. If you just spam it right now, then.
I wouldn't do that. 4th of July episode, 4th of July episode, 4th of July episode, 4th of July episode, 4th of July episode.
Well, someone's gonna find their loved one collapse at their
at
their laptop from drinking all that
I'm
bourbon.
Pretty sure most of our audience is overage.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
So, you know, hopefully they're not capping to Spotify or anything, but we saw the
next
analytics.
Next con we go to, we need to promote our fucking podcast.
We gotta have a banner, just Johncast. Our outfits are gonna be the Johncast. Didn't we make a joke about that?
Yeah, we did, but I was talking about passing around business cards like those fuckers did at on the board, or off the board. I think it was, now I'm thinking about it, I think it was on the board.
No one likes business cards.
We gotta make it eggshell white.
That's right. You're right. Paul Allen. Paul Allen's fixed up.
Nobody's gonna get that shit from me. Then where the fuck did Minecraft come from?
Fucking, hey Paul. the Nintendo DS is, if anyone watched that video and understands what they're talking about, that's like,
I just love
this real one.
I love this fucking face in there. I need to get a screenshot of that shit so I can keep it on my phone.
Put it as your wallpaper?
Yeah, put it as one of my circling wallpapers. I'm gonna use it as a reaction one too when somebody sends me some bullshit.
Hey Paul. Oh shit, wasn't that a different color when you put it over there? For context, he just pulled out a fucking lightsaber from the other side of the bed, and it was a different color when he put it over there. It was something else, but then it turned red. He's about to kill me? No, this is a stormtrooper fight?
You know they're in fucking Fortnite now? Yep. Darth Vader,
Obi-Wan, Stormtrooper.
They're cranking 90s now. Yep. All right, guys, it's been fun.
I like how you knew that it was already an hour.
Been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And who says you need public speaking fucking classes?
For a podcast?
Even though it's not public, huh?
Yeah.
It's Whoopsie. Not public.
I mean, if we went up in front of, if we get a panel at Anime Expo, and then we talk about the John cast, you know, fucking, you know those, basically the same thing as what Reef did.
Yeah.
That's what we do for our podcast.
I think we'd be good. We just wouldn't focus on the fucking audience.
Yeah, we'd just be talking to each other.
Because as soon as we focus on the audience, we're gonna like, ah, shit.
We're gonna piss
Say
our pants.
Say something funny, please.
Shit yeah. and cum. You're gonna cry, piss your pants.
Maybe shit and cum, maybe shit and cum. Jimmy's mom has got it going on. You're gonna cry, piss your pants, maybe shit and cum.
But for the last few minutes...
For the last minutes, yo.
Last few seconds.
Few seconds,
we're gonna listen
yo.
To these fireworks as a firework ASMR.
Fireworks ASMR, yo.
Alright. John Cast. Signing off.
I got the fucking.
The fucking fireworks stop. Just stop as soon as we do that? Alright.
They're like, get that weak ass shit out of here. Oh, there you go.
Oh, thanks. Alright, that's your ASMR. Fucking ran out of fireworks. Alright, see you guys.
Bye.